Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Happy New Year, guys. I'm so excited that you are here and that you're joining the first episode of the new year. Guys, you know how we like to do it. Before we already get started, guys, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, wherever you may be listening to the show, whether you're in Thailand or Switzerland or Egypt, or maybe you're in Canada, or maybe you're in the UK, wherever you're listening to TMG right now, let me take your time to tell you thank you so much for joining the show and being here the first episode of the year. I'm excited to be here. Can't you tell? Man, I'm so glad you're here. Maybe this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice. If it is, let me take this time and take this moment to tell you thank you. I'm so glad to hear. And maybe you said, Travis, man, I've been streaming with you, man, for the 4 years that you've been on. Let me take this moment, guys, to tell you thank you so much for being here. I am glad. Guys, let me tell you something. I am honored that you continue to log on and watch the show, whether you're watching it on LinkedIn or YouTube or X or Facebook or Instagram or wherever you're watching, or maybe you are listening to this later on Spotify or Pandora or Amazon Music or whichever is your favorite streaming platform. Thank you for streaming in and listening to TMG. I am honored to join you every week and be here and share with you. Guys, it's a new year, and I know that you are just as excited about this year that I am. Hope everyone has great holidays and you're maybe stuffed and now you're ready to move into this new year. I know I am. Guys, today's episode is going to be a really, really good one. I want to play some information, guys, for our affiliate sponsors. I want to get that out of the way. I'm going to jump back in and get started on the show. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Come on in. We're just getting started. So I'm going to play this information from our affiliate sponsors. When I come back, we're going to get started. You're really going to like this one. Don't go away.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Amazon.
Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN for Amazon. With Amazon, you can spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today. There it is, guys. Please use the special links that will be posted in the chat and visit one of our online sponsors. Whether you were doing some holiday shopping or just some personal shopping for those loved ones and those friends, please use the special links that's in the chat. Guys, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on the show, guys, drop us an email. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And say, Travis, man, look, I know someone that has a story that your audience would like to hear, but I don't want to come on the show because I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. All you have to do is drop us the information in email, tellmesomething21@gmail.com, and we will get in contact with them. And guess what? You can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. You don't even have to come on the show. You can just remain anonymous. Would you like that better? I know I would. Guys, I'm so glad that you are joining the show tonight. I'm so glad that you're here. I really am, and this year is going to be another amazing year. I hope you all are ready for tonight's show, guys. Tonight's episode, guys, if you did not catch the topic, if did not catch the name, tonight's episode, guys, is entitled Not This Time. Yeah, Not This Time. I know that can go a lot of different directions, but there's a specific way we want to go with that. Yeah, tonight's episode is called Not This Time. I know a lot of you probably are already saying something like that now at the advent beginning of this new year. Yeah, not this time. Yeah, I know I can feel the atmosphere begin to change just when I say those words. Not this time. Sometimes you just have to say that. Not this time. Yeah, I know. Guys, I thought about this episode when I was thinking about the new year coming in. And I thought about a lot of changes I wanted to make and a lot of things I wanted to do. And a lot of times we want situations and things to change, but we don't put a lot of focus to change on ourselves. And I am committed to changing who I am. And I know you are committed into changing who you are. That's why you're listening to the show, Not This Time. Guys, if I time, one of the most incredible things in life is time. And if I told you that both time and the mind are strange bedfellows. That means they seem to have nothing to do with each other, but they have everything to do with each other. When you said strange bedfellows, you might think that they're complete opposites and completely have nothing to do with one another. But if I told you that both time and the mind are strange bedfellows, you might think I'm making it all up and that neither have anything to do with the other. But it is strange. It's really strange how when we consider both time and the mind, initially you might say, well, one has nothing to do with this. This is the mind. This is time. And because they're so polar opposites, there's no way that they have anything to do with one another. But in truth, they interact with each other each day. Time and the mind, they both interact with each other every day. Every day, time and the mind interact with each other like kids on a playground, like playmates or like old friends that you will call or text and say, hey, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. Or like good friends, time and the mind, they interact each day like children on a playground or like friends that you see for lunch or you meet for dinner. They interact every day like playmates or old friends. And if I'll put it this way, let me put it this way. If time were an artist, then the mind would be the canvas in which it would paint or draw on. Because the way we see things with our minds changes with time. And not all change happens overnight, but all change does start in the mind and with a thought. Yeah, all change doesn't happen overnight, but it does start with the mind and with a thought. Time. It's so important in the way we see things, that when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve, just a few days ago, it was New Year's Eve, guys. And I don't know how you chose to celebrate New Year's Eve. I don't know what you decided to do for New Year's Eve, but just a few days ago, it was New Year's Eve. And time is so important in the way that we as individuals see things. Time is so important in the way that we as individuals view things, that when the clock struck 12, when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve, not only did time change, but there were some that said to themselves, the way I do things is going to change. Yeah, time was so important on the way we see things that when midnight came, some began to say, I'm going to change the way that I do things. All because time changed. All because time changed. Some said to themselves that the way that I do things is going to change all because time changed. The some that said, not another second will tick away on a clock, and I do things the same way. Not another second will tick away on a clock, and I do things the same way. All because time changed. Because some made a sincere promise to themselves that once the new year began, they would change the way they did some things. Time played such a huge part on how we see things, how we do things, that just because time changed, some people made a sincere promise to themselves that said, time is not the only thing that's going to change. I'm going to change the way I do some things just because time changed. Some people, when time changed, when midnight came, made a serious promise to themselves that I'm not going to do things the same way that I've been doing them. All because time changed that said this new year would not find them the same way another year found them. I'm a firm believer. Don't bring old energy into a new year because their minds were made up about some things. Yeah, their minds were made up about some things. I'm not asking what your New Year's revolution is. I'm not asking, you know how just because it's New Year's Eve and people make these New Year's resolutions. No. I'm talking about people who made a serious promise and commitment to themselves that said, I'm not bringing old energy into a new year. Time won't be the only thing that changed. I'm going to change how I do some things. I'm going to change. It's not going to be another year of the same thing. No. I'm not asking what your New Year's resolution is, but what I want to know is, have you ever made up your mind about something that you wanted to do? Have you ever really, I'm talking about, have you really ever really made up your mind about something that you said, come hell or high water, my mind is made up. This is where the rubber meets the road. My mind is made up. Have you ever made up your mind about something that you wanted? Have you ever, let me ask this question. Let me put it this way. Have you ever uttered the words, I changed my mind? Yeah, have you ever made your mind up about something that just made you utter the words, I changed my mind? Yeah, some of you right now that's listening, you're thinking about some things and you're saying, yeah, I changed my mind. There are a lot of things that we can change about ourselves, right? There are a lot of things, right, that we can change about ourselves. Come on. I used to have hair. Whoa. I didn't always rock this sporty bald look. I used to have hair, and I changed my hair. Your hair may have been long or short or curly, but there are a lot of things that we can change about ourselves. We can change our hair. We can change our clothes. We can change our address. But one of the most effective changes any of us can make is to change our minds. And this year is a I change my mind kind of year. I don't know what you've been feeling about this year, but this year kind of has that I change my mind kind of year, that where things were just kind of going along as usual and you kind of put on a brakes and say, I change my mind. Yeah, things are not just going to go on as usual. This is not an as usual kind of year. This is a I change my mind kind of year. Maybe, just maybe, maybe you're listening to this show, right? And you're listening, and in your head, you're thinking about some things right now, right? You're thinking about some things right now. And as you think about them, you're saying, I changed my mind. I made, listen, I may not change my shoes, I may not change what I eat, but I will change my mind. They may say one thing about you, but I will change my mind. You might see me wearing the same jacket, but I will change my mind. Don't push me too far, because I will change my mind. Change your mind and you'll change what you see. If you are prone, listen, if you are prone to getting angry quickly, let's say you are prone to getting angry quickly, before you do, stop and just say this to yourself: I changed my mind. Yeah. If you begin to say that to yourself, you will find yourself not getting as angry as quickly. Yeah, if you're prone to getting angry quickly, before you go off on somebody, before you tell them what you did, stop in a minute and say, I changed my mind. If there is, maybe there is a nagging thought that makes you feel bad about yourself, and you just might have to say this to yourself. That nagging thought that just keeps coming to you and keeps making you feel bad about yourself. You just might have to talk to that thought. You just might have to talk to it. What you mean talk to it, Travis? You want me to talk to myself? Well, it's talking to you. You might as well talk back to it. You might just have to talk to it and say, I changed my mind. The next time fear wants to control us and anxiety wants to control the narrative in our lives, just say, I changed my mind. Now, let me help you with that. Let me be clear about some things. There's no magic formula here. There is no hocus pocus. There's no abracadabra. Let me be clear. It does not mean the feelings won't be there. Yeah, let's make that clear. Everybody that's listening, it does not mean that all of a sudden the feelings won't be there. It does not mean that the feelings won't be there. It does not mean that the situation magically changes, like poof, and then it's gone. It does not mean that the situation magically changes. It means I change my mind about how I'm going to respond to it this time. Listen, everybody, let me tell you something. Make 2023 the last time you ever cry about the same thing. I changed my mind. Make 2020 the last time you feel bad about yourself. I changed my mind. Listen, the next negative thing you feel bad about yourself, instead of reacting, stand there and just say, I changed my mind. Even if you have to say it to yourself out loud, I know others might not get it, and others might look at you strangely because you're standing there saying this out loud. But when you were trying to fit in and be like everybody else, but since they would not let you fit in, I changed my mind. Have you ever tried to act like everyone else around you in order to fit in? And the more you tried, the more they ignored you, and the more you saw that you could not fit in. And you tried to act like everybody else, and they still wouldn't accept you. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Don't go on social media and start talking about everybody. Don't start putting everybody down. All you have to do is say, I change my mind. Yeah, no. Don't invite me in now. You didn't want me then. I change my mind. No, don't. I change my mind. And then when they start wondering why you no longer want to fit in, and when they start wondering why you no longer want to be there around them, it's not that you're trying to act funny. I changed my mind. When they say, well, why don't you want to hang out with us anymore? It's not that I think that I'm better. I just learned something. I changed my mind. Who's listening right now? Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're at home. Maybe somewhere you're just driving your car. Who's listening right now? Maybe you're in chat or you're watching this. Who's listening that have ever had an I change my mind moment? And listen, let's be honest. Some folks better be glad that you had an I change my mind moment. Because if you had not changed your mind, you would have really told them how you felt about them. If I did not have and I changed my mind moment, some of us would have walked off from our job if we had not had an I changed my mind moment. Some of us would have walked off from our families. I'm glad for every I changed my mind moment that I had.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know some of us right now, what kept you from going off when they talked about you, what kept you from going off and telling them what you really could do with this job, you just said, I changed my mind. You already had your mind made up what you was going to tell them. And then right there when you started telling, you said, I changed my mind. Thank God. For every I change my mind moment that I had. And we often say that it's not easy to change our minds. I agree with that, man. Sometimes it's not easy to change our minds. And I'll tell you why. We often say that's not easy to change our minds. And it's true. For the most part, that's pretty true. Because changing our minds requires teaching ourselves to do something we have not done before. See, if you're doing something that you always do, then you already know what you're going to get. But changing your minds means teaching ourselves to do something we have not done before. It means doing some things differently. It also means seeing something different. Because with every changed mind, you will see things differently. Changing our minds means we must have the courage to see something different about ourselves. And I know that's the tough part. I know that's where a lot of us have our individual struggle right there. Having the courage to see something differently about ourselves, not what our friends said, not what our teachers have said, not what our situations have made us to believe, not what our mistakes have caused us to believe, not what someone else has told us. Changing our minds means having the courage to see something different about ourselves. Listen, even if no one else is there to witness it or compliment us on it or pass along a sense of validation to us. Let me tell you something about validation, okay? Let me help you a little bit with validation. And if you think about it this way, it might help. The only thing in life that will require validation is parking. And if you don't plan on remaining where you are, then you don't need any more validation than you already have. In other words, you already have all the validation in your life that you need. You don't need everybody to pat you on the back. You don't need everybody to say, good job. I remember when I was a little kid in elementary school, or preschool rather, and you know how you start making art and you start doing macaroni art? You know, you're just gluing macaroni to paper. You just glue macaroni to paper and it's art. And you take it home and it could look like a monstrosity, but you take it home for your parents or your grandma or whoever it is, your loved one, to view it. And they know it's not the best, but they tell you, oh, it looks really good. A lot of us are stuck where we are, remain stuck because we're waiting for someone to approve our macaroni art. And we don't realize you already received all the validation you'll ever need. But change requires the courage to see something differently about ourselves that we didn't see before. Let me tell you a little bit about people who make change. Let me tell you a little bit about people who have the courage to make change. People who have the courage to change their minds are bold. People who have the courage to change their minds are bold. They're courageous. They're pioneers. They're trailblazers. Every historical figure that made any kind of impact on this world began by changing their minds. Yeah, all the Martin Luther King Jr.'s of the world began by changing their minds. All the Gandhis of the world began by changing their minds. All the Rosa Parks of the world began by changing their minds. It all starts not with my situation changing, but with my changing my mind. Changing our minds can be most difficult. And let me help you out. And I had to really think about this when I was studying and researching this, guys. Changing our minds can be most difficult, not because of the time it takes, not because of the time that it takes, but because of the courage that is required to do it. Whenever we make statements like, it's going to take a long time to change my mind, or it's going to take a long time to change someone else's mind. Whenever we make statements like that, we are giving ourselves permission to remain where we are. We eliminate any reason to change because we said it's going to take a long time to do it. We continue to give ourselves permission to remain where we are. Anytime we make those statements, it's going to take a long time to change my mind, or it's going to take a long time to change someone else's mind. Let me help you guys out. Understand that time is not our issue. The true issue is, are you willing to face the unknown? Yeah, that's the true issue. Because whenever we change our minds, we're changing our minds from something that we know to something that we do not know. We're changing our minds from something we know to something that we do not know. What really is the issue is not how much time it takes. The real issue is, are we willing to face the unknown? Are we willing to face something we have never seen before? Are we willing to face something we have not managed before and something we have never had under our control before? Because if it's something that you always do, then it's under your control what you will always get. Let that sink in for a minute. If it is something that you always do, then it's under your control of what you will always get. It does not take a long time to change our minds. It doesn't take a long time to change our minds. What takes time is processing through the unknown. And our unknown can be scary as hell. Let's be honest about it. Facing the unknown can be scary. When the pandemic hit, there were so many unknown factors. Fear was everywhere because it was unknown. When you started the first grade, you didn't know what the teacher was going to be like. You know what the class was going to be like because it was unknown. When you started your first job, you had no idea what to expect because it was unknown. The first time you got behind the wheel of a car, you knew what it was like to see somebody drive, but the first time you tried to drive, you may have had all the specifics down, you passed the test, but everything else was unknown. What takes time is processing the unknown, and our unknowns can be scary as hell because everybody's unknown can be different. To a person in the hospital, changing their minds about the medication they take means dealing with unknown side effects. Changing our minds about the schools we attend can mean navigating new and unknowns about the educational system. The unknown can cripple us. It can place a person who is full of potential inside a box and limit them. It will become a leash to our creativity, only allowing us to go so far. The unknown can be scary because it's unpredictable. That's it. That is it. Every time, if we look back at our lives, every time we had to deal with the unknown, what scared us the most about it, What hindered us the most about it, what kept us continuing to do things the way we've been doing, what kept us doing the same old the most, what got us the most about the unknown is because it was unpredictable. And that is our real issue. We like to continue doing things that are predictable. A habit, think about a habit. A habit is something that is predictable. A habit is a
predictable behavior. It's neither good or bad. Yeah, I know you say somebody got to say they got a bad habit. No. It's neither good or bad. A habit is just predictable behavior. It's neither good or bad. It's just predictable behavior. As a matter of fact, our minds can't even tell the difference between a good or a bad habit. All our minds know is that it's predictable behavior. All our minds know is that it's just behavior. Our minds can't tell if it's a good or a bad habit. It's just predictable behavior. And one of the first things we must understand about habits is that they are neither good or bad. They're just behaviors, and we each have them. I don't care how good you say you are. Yeah, you got some behaviors that are predictable, that aren't always the best. Yeah, I know. Sometimes we like to think of ourselves as the most open-minded individuals, but let's be honest. We all have those behaviors that aren't the most things that you want to have in public. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, they're either good or bad. And then whether it's biting our fingernails or constantly tapping a pen on a table. I knew someone, man, who had a habit. They would tap a pen on a table every time. And even if they didn't have a pen in their hand, they would go through the motions. Their mind would take them through the motions because it's neither good or bad. It was just a predictable behavior. We all have behaviors. We all have habits. We all have those behaviors that are predictable about us. There is this social worker, Kiana Shelton. She is a LCSW. She's a licensed certified social worker. She stated in an article about habits that she mentioned that habits mentioned that there are automatic responses happen when we do a particular thing consistently, whether it's good or bad. So automatic responses happen in our brains, in our minds, when we do a thing consistently over time. So if we begin tapping a pen on the table, we just start doing that. We just start tapping a pen on the table. We just start tapping. And if we consistently do that, and or it sets off an automatic response in our brain to automatically do it every time we see a pen. It sets an automatic response in our mind that makes us automatically tap a pen every time we have one. And whether it's a pen or a crayon or a marker, that automatic response is automatically turned on. It's neither good or bad. It's just a behavior. So it sets off an automatic response. So it's not the habit or good or bad, but the thing that was done repeatedly over time. So whenever you see someone doing something, you say it's a bad habit, you know they've been repeatedly doing it over time. It's not good or bad. It's just the action that has been done. I mentioned earlier, that both time and the way we think are playmates. We can do something enough times that we will have an automatic response to it, like a child running to their best friend. You know how you can have two children who are best friends, and you can bring them together And you don't have to tell them to go greet one another. They will automatically run up to each other. Time and our minds are the same way. Anytime we begin to do something consistently over time, our minds will automatically do it. It doesn't even require any coercion. It doesn't even require any motivation. The automatic response is already there. It's amazing, though. It's amazing how our brains, our minds, will automate things for us. And it tries to make it easy. It's amazing how our brains and minds will try to automate things. So our brains try to automate the behaviors that we do. It tries to make it easy for us so we aren't learning a new task each time we do that same thing. It's like using our computer or our phones to log in or go to a website for the first time. You know how sometimes when you go to a website for the first time, maybe you're on your computer or your phone or your tablet, your iPad, or whatever it might be, right? And you know, if you ever go there and it asks you to create a password, have you ever gone to a website, right, and it asks you to create a password? Yeah, I know. Listen, I know. Listen, man. Creating a password is easy. That's the easy part. Remembering it. Now, that's the part. That's the part we haven't quite yet figured out. Am I right? That's the part that requires everything. But have you ever gone to a website for the first time and had to create a password? I have. Hands up. If you're watching this, raise your hand. If you're driving or you listen to this later, just say me too. Have you ever gone to a website for the first time? Have you ever been asked to create a password for the first time? I have. And after you create the password, and after you kind of create the password, a little prompt, a little pop-up might pop up on your screen, whether it's on your phone or whether it's on the computer. But a little pop-up might pop up on your screen, a little prompt, an automatic response will pop up and ask you if you want it to remember your password. And most of us, what do we select? What do most of us choose? Most of us select yes. Most of us, I do. I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. And we select yes. Why? So we won't have to remember the next time. So our brains are acting like the computer. It is saying, I'll remember this behavior for you. So anytime that's a behavior that we consistently do over time, our brains are saying, I'll remember it for you. But each time when that pop-up comes on your computer and it asks you, do you want to remember this password? But each time you choose no, it removes that automatic response and forces our brains to prepare for something new. What I'm saying is this. Many of us have been on automatic for far too long. Many of us have been on automatic and didn't even know it. Maybe the habit we have began as a response to some trauma. And if we ever break a habit and go back to it, our minds can't distinguish from the first time it occurred to the next time it happens. And we begin reliving it all over again. Maybe the habit we have began with a disappointing moment because we have to unlearn behaviors in order to unlearn habits. But whatever triggered the habit, it's time to come off automatic so that every time we are confronted with that automatic response of should we save a behavior we want gone, we're going to change our response and say, not this time. Listen, it can take the brain anywhere from 30 to 90 days to unlearn a behavior. This means there will be some 30-day changes made. Yeah, some of us might get it in 30-day changes. There will be some 60-day changes made. And there will be some 90-day changes made. Listen, that's all the time you need to change your life. That's all the time you need to make a difference in the world. That's all the time you need to make an impact on society. That's all the time you need to begin to turn some things around. Listen, you know that I am a firm believer in positive confession. You should begin to say this to yourself. Say it out loud. Type it in chat. That's all the time I need. Every time you wake up, before your feet hit the floor, I don't care. It doesn't matter what happened 1 week ago. That's all the time I need. I know just a few days ago, it was 2023. But that's all the time I need. I know just a few hours ago, it was another year. But to change your direction, that's all the time I need. Listen, that's all the time you need to begin to feel good about yourself. That's all the time you need to repair the relationship with yourself. That's all the time you need to believe that you can become a better person. And if any negativity comes up and try to remind you and try to get you to fall back into the same habits you once had, stare it down eye to eye and say, not this time. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, guys, listen, you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Guys, I gotta get out of here. But as always, important, tell me something. Tell me something good. I gotta go. Peace.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.